Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, September 7th, and this is MEC Communication Chairperson Sarah Nelson reporting. The New York Times reported to air travelers over the weekend, warning that fares are up 30% in some cases. The article points out that fares may seem especially steep if they follow a low point, or in other words, ticket fares that hardly covered the value of the service passengers were receiving. In any case, the article points to profits realized by increased demand, coupled with, quote, flying fewer and fuller planes, end quote, through cutbacks or consolidations such as the United Continental merger. Passenger revenue is up 20%, and together with all the other fees for extras, such as food, bags, and front of the line, airlines are turning big profits. Sounds like an excellent time to settle contracts. We have a real opportunity to get OSHA-like workplace safety and health protections, along with a real examination of flight attendant fatigue. These are just two of the provisions hanging in the balance as the FAA reauthorization bill waits for Senate action. If Congress only passes another extension of the previous FAA funding, all of the good work we have done to get important flight attendant issues into the bill will be lost, and we will need to start from scratch with a new Congress in January. The time is now to pass the FAA reauthorization bill. A list of Senate office phone numbers and a telephone script is posted on unitedafa.org. Call your senators now and urge them to pass the bill. This weekend marks the 9th anniversary of September 11, 2001. For some, this day will be marked with private personal gestures such as observing a moment of silence, spending quiet time reflecting, or dedicating our flying to the memory of those we love and miss. For others, it will be marked with collective activities such as ceremonies and memorial services. Our website memorial contains a list of services and other remembrance occasions. We will continue to add events as we are made aware of them. If you would like to attend an event, we encourage you to review the listing on our website. However you choose to structure your day this September 11th, or however it just naturally unfolds, please remember that your AFA EAP committee representatives welcome being a part of it. If you or a flying partner needs a confidential ear, please call us at 1-800-424-2406. It is with mixed emotions that we report the future retirement of our negotiations chairperson, Karen Major. Due to illness, Karen has made the decision to spend time with family. Under Karen's leadership for the past 37 years, our community of flight attendants has progressed from the job that started as sky girl or stewardess and evolved to safety professional and a career for flight attendants. Karen has guided us through it all. Karen began flying at United Airlines in July 1969, and she has always taken pride in her work as a flight attendant. Her accomplishments are too numerous to list, but a brief review of her service to our union details her selfless dedication and work to improve our profession beginning in 1973. Her career as a tireless trade unionist covers the spectrum of posts, including committee positions on grievance, insurance, retirement, and scheduling. Karen began serving as a local council president in 1982. When Karen began her career, our profession was marked by job restrictions and few contractual provisions that we have enjoyed during the course of our own careers. She fought against restrictions that included age, gender, ethnicity, and weight. The vision of Karen and her peers helped to destroy these discriminatory practices. Today, the flight attendant profession is often recognized as a leader in advancing the rights of women and uprooting gender discrimination. Since 1979, Karen has served as a negotiator, moving our profession forward and enhancing the work life of flight attendants. Karen is the most experienced flight attendant negotiator in our industry, with training at Cornell University and George Meany Labor Studies Center, followed by more than 8 contractual negotiations and experience that extends to other airlines. Her credentials list is comprehensive, including her determined work as strike chairperson. She has been part of important and historic negotiations, including the partnership program, international operations, and the 1982 collective bargaining agreement, the 1995 tentative agreement, and the restructuring agreements during the most difficult of times. Most recently serving on our negotiating committee, Karen's commitment to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract has inspired us all. She would want every flight attendant to know the negotiations work has continued without interruption. Karen has done a great job and has been an unselfish and tireless advocate working on behalf of AFA members. Her leadership, loyalty to her profession, and tireless energy will be missed. Please join us in wishing Karen all the best as she prepares for retirement and thank her for nearly four decades of outstanding service to our flight attendant community. If you would like to send a message to Karen, write to For Karen, that's F-O-R-K-A-R-E-N at UnitedAFA.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.